Strictly Final Night, it's here. Whether you love it, you loathe it, you can't ignore it. It's going to be what everyone's talking about later this evening. My guest now in, and I haven't seen him since last year, since last final, in fact, is Paul Donahay from Donahay's Dance School. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Kerry. Wonderful
shimmering
to see you.
Shimmering in this morning.
I've got my sparkly shoes on.
How are you? How
Wonderful.
Is it all going?
Yes, we've had a great season of dance weekends with all the Strictly stars. So it's great to be back and to talk about the Strictly final with you.
And how is the dance world? Is it still as popular as it always has been because of Strictly?
Yeah, what Strictly does, it inspires the men to get involved, I think, more than anything else. So previously, it's always been the ladies that want to learn to dance, and the guys have been a bit reluctant, not sure.
I'll go along,
oh, this
then.
Isn't for me. You know, we took a few calls like that in the past. But what you get when you see these sports personalities that are stepping forward, these guys that are having a go at learning the waltz, learning the cha-cha, then it becomes acceptable. So our classes are full of couples that are coming in to learn something new together, to learn a sport, to take up something, and it enjoy it, and they really do.
And imagine quite a giggle as well, isn't it?
It's
to go along
a
with
lot
you.
Of fun. Yes.
And try and learn a dance.
Try and master a few steps, a bit of a jive. And at this time of year, we've taken so many calls from people, particularly the men, who are looking to surprise the partner for Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, it's interesting. And it's not been the ladies surprising the man. Perhaps the ladies a bit nervous how the men will be.
Yeah. Happy Christmas, darling.
Yeah, ta-da. But yeah, we've had some chaps on the phone there want to book some dance lessons for them and the partner as a surprise for Christmas. What a great idea.
Very good. And then you never know. You could be sort of twirling the likes of Blackpool and
yes.
place. Because once you've got the bug, it's very difficult to sort of put that down, isn't it?
It is. Once you get into dancing and you enjoy the music and you feel that you've got a few steps under your belt, you want to do other things. We did some great weekend breaks with all the Strictly stars where you could come along, learn to dance with Anton, you could be cha-cha-ing with Ali Ash.
Wow. And yes, please. I'm there. It sounds like lots of fun, that does.
It's a great stepping stone, really. It's the opening of new doors for people who've perhaps never thought of learning to dance. January's around the corner, of course. New year,
getting
new
fit.
New resolutions, yep. Get fit. And not only is it good for our health, it's good for our mind as well. Good mental health.
And how has the stars of Strictly 2019 been for you this year? Have they given you good television? Have they given you lots of talking points?
What a season. We've loved it, haven't we? The celebrities this season have been sensational. The standard so high from the get-go.
Wasn't it? At the first...
Unbelievable.
When you say that, and I know, I think we probably sort of say this every... Or it feels like we do every
we
time.
Do.
But the first ever episode of this year was phenomenal. You
thought
amazing.
You was watching the quarterfinal,
yes.
Week one. I mean, we're going to talk about Kelvin and Oti in a minute. He's doing the sizzling samba from week one. And he scored a 32.
Well, that
week
night,
one.
I tweeted, because I said, just give him the glitter ball there and then, say, and that's it, because I felt like he'd won it there on that first. And also the fact that he got shipped in quite late.
He was,
because he stood in, didn't he?
He did. He missed the pairing show. Because Oti got paired off with, it was Jamie, wasn't it?
Yes, from Made in Chelsea, wasn't it? Jamie Lang.
Yeah, what a character. Jamie, we're all, I think, really looking forward to see Jamie grow. And then, of course, he got injured in very early in the group training number. And Oti was heartbroken.
Kelvin was in and we were like, who's Jamie?
Yep.
Within a day. Right, and it's been there ever since, because he has not let us down. Every week he's come out fighting, hasn't he?
He's delivered some amazing numbers, and the whole cast have. I think when you look back at some of the cast of 2019 on Strictly, you could talk about Michelle Visage.
Oh, she's great.
Some of her numbers, the number at Blackpool, you know, all those numbers she's performed. One of the couples I think left too soon was Dev and Diane.
Yes.
Was that another Melvin Adoom moment? You know, too early. Dev was bringing the rhythm.
But it's interesting, isn't it? When we're sat on our sofas at home, I don't know if you do the same, and you're in my head, even in the first episode, I'm thinking, right, that's week that's week that. And I sort of, and then we're just really shocked if it doesn't go in the order that, it should do, which often happens.
It does. We get these surprise early eliminations, don't we? I wonder if perhaps in the first few weeks we're not voting. People sort of, it takes a while to get warmed up. And then when I talk to my classes in the week, say, are you, got a favourite? They say yes. Are you voting yet? They say no. So it's how early do we get involved and start voting on the show?
But if we're being honest, well, if I am, I won't put you on the spot, but if I'm being honest, I never saw Emma Barton being in the final, but it's Anton there. I'm thinking the public are behind him, aren't they?
Yes, yeah, they've done some great numbers as well. They've had some challenging weeks, but when you look at last week's semi-final and that waltz Anton and Emma did, it was so beautiful, so pure. He took her in his arms and they just danced pure ballroom waltz and to the piano track. Sensational. And I think that's cemented their place in the Strictly final.
See, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I really want Anton to win. I know I'm supposed to sit on the fence, but I think it's because he's never, ever got to this sort of level. And you can see how much it genuinely means to him.
It means so much to him. He's the last man standing. He is the only pro to have been in every series since the first series when there was just 8 couples in the show. It was a short series, 8 couples.
And he's always had the ones that have been a bit of a giggle, that you know that he's going to be out doing his Christmas shopping in the first week of November because he's going to be out. And this year, it's just been, he's just so overexcited, especially when they've had a 10 and everything.
I know, it's the first time he's ever had a 10 in 15 years. I mean, imagine the excitement. We're so pleased for him. And I think you're right. I think he could well be capturing the viewing public, capturing the hearts, and they really want Anton to win this year.
I mean, there's no denying it. When you look at sort of Karim and Amy and also Kelvin and Oti, you know, levels of dancers, you can see who is the top one. But it's not all about that. We're the public. We get a chance to vote, and we follow their stories all the way through, don't we?
We do.
Because Karim he's amazing as well.
Absolutely. Stunning. Stunning performances each and every week. He's had a couple of little blips, but last week, you know, we're going to talk about the jive that Karim did with Amy.
The way his body moves, it's just phenomenal.
He's natural. He's got that dancing inside him. He needs to relax a little bit this evening and let it go, let it happen. Enjoy the show so that he sells that number. I think that's what we'd like to see from Karim. I think, you know, tonight, it's down to tonight. It's anyone's taking.
Well, we're going to talk about tonight in specific detail in a moment. We're going to have a little look at the songs that they're going to be booing along to, and perhaps get your thoughts on Strictly as well. I know some of you like it, some of you loathe it. It's fine. You're allowed to. But if you've got any comments, if you've been watching it, if you've followed it from the start, you are more than welcome to get in touch. Text Evan and your message then to 81333.
BBC Radio Devon. Travel news.